Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Interceding for All Men. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Pastor Chris says, the scripture above outlines the kinds of prayers that we should pray for all men, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. We must pray like this and oftentimes with fasting, so that God's purpose to have the mass of humanity come to Christ will be actualized. The Bible says He wants all men saved, including leaders of nations. This is the day of His grace and His salvation. Therefore, in prayer, present that argument. The Bible says the grace of God that brings salvation has been made available to all men. In Christ, salvation has already been wrought for every man. But we know what keeps people in darkness. The Bible says, for if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan is the one who has blinded the minds of men, so they won't believe the gospel. He's the reason some will do anything to resist the message of the gospel. But in prayer, you break his hold and influence over men's lives. Always take out time to intercede passionately for those in your world who haven't yet known the Lord. Pray that every resistance is removed for them to receive the truth with understanding and embrace the word of God for their salvation. Also pray for leaders that they'll have the will, desire, and boldness to do what is right and refuse to yield to corruption and negative influences. Prophesy often that peace prevails in the cities, towns, and nations of the world, and the gospel has free course where you live and work. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. This is the day of salvation and grace. For the grace of God that brings salvation has been made available to all men. Therefore, I pray for massive numbers of men and women around the world to receive this precious message of salvation. I pray that the veils be taken off their eyes and their hearts and minds be open to the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Titus chapter 2 verse 11, Acts chapter 2 verses 37 to 39, and 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 from the Amplified Classic Version. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, also pray for leaders that they'll have the will, desire, and boldness to do what is right and refuse to yield to corruption and negative influences. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.